The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello there, welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn in the studio, joined by the one and only Craig Forsyth today. We're going to look at some of Wednesday's action. We've got one contest at Wincanton to look forward to, as well as two at Bangor. Hopefully we can pick a couple of winners for you. Good afternoon, Mr. Forsyth, how are you?
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex, I'm well. Yeah, 2 weeks today and it all kicks off.
It does indeed.
Yeah, the big event down in Gloucestershire, so some small fields in the meantime, but the clock's ticking down to the big 4 days of the National Hunt season.
It is indeed. It gets that stage, doesn't it, where you're waiting, and I think it's sort of not sneaked up on me, but just this last few weeks have gone rather quickly, and all of a sudden, like as you said, just a fortnight away, and well, it's just a fantastic spectacle, isn't it, those 4 days?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think the Sandown meeting's a very good meeting. Just a few days before the festival kicks off, the EBF final's usually a good race, and of course we'll have the Imperial Cup, and there's all this talk of bonuses and horses trying to complete the double. Mm. And for me, you know, that just gets everything going, ready for Cheltenham Week. It opens with the Stratford meeting on the Monday. And, it's a good week of racing. But, when you get this close to a festival, it usually has an effect on the other race and the Monday to Friday stuff. And as you can see recently, you know, the quality of the fields hasn't been there. So, looking forward to that one now.
Yeah, definitely. News today, breaking this morning, was that Q-Card will miss the race, the Cheltenham Gold Cup, that is. Colin Tizard's horse has pulled a muscle, will not take part in the Gold Cup. And that is a blow, because it's a horse that may not have gone there with, some people fancied it. I didn't think it could win the Gold Cup, but I certainly thought it had a good chance of running well. And it is a shame that one won't be going to post now, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, he's won a Champion Bumper, he's won a Ryanair, and it would have been good to see him take his chance in the Gold Cup. You want to see the best horses lining up at the meeting. We've already lost a superstar in Sprinter Sakura. So, Q-Card falling this morning, falling out of contention. It is disappointing, because he's a very, very good horse. You know, let's be honest, he hasn't had a bad season because of it. Mm. He's a Betfair Chase winner, and he finished second in Kempton on Boxing Day in the King George, and won over £150,000 in prize money. So his season really can't be regarded as somewhat of a failure, because he's missed Cheltenham. He's won a Grade One and finished second in a Grade One at Kempton on Boxing Day.
Yeah, we've got the betting for the Gold Cup now. Without Q-Card, Bobsworth the 7-4 market leader, Silviniaco Conti 5-2. Then last instalment at 7s, and then a bit of a jump. Captain Chris 14s, First Lieutenant 16s, 20s for Rocky Creek and the Giant Bolster, and 25s for Harry Topper, Triolo Delen, 33s or bigger the rest. Is there anything there that's screaming out to you? Anything that, obviously we've got Bobsworth and Silviniaco Conti, looks like a bit of a match between those two at the head of affairs. But the fact that we're 7-1 bar those two suggests that you could sneak a bit of each way value here.
Yeah, I think, you know, now Q-Card's gone, people are looking for that each-way value. You know, as it happens, there may only be third place on offer, because the front two at the head of the market do look to be standout performers here. Alex Bobsworth bounced back to form last time in Ireland, and, you know, on his day, he just relishes that Cheltenham Hill. If conditions come up soft or decent ground, it all comes alike to him. So he's very versatile regards ground. He's a class performer. And, you know, one thing about him, he knows where that finishing line is at Cheltenham. He's the most likely winner for me. Don't think it's got the shape of a betting heat in the anti-post market. Again, just a case of waiting to see what the ground is and what runners turn up on the day.
Do you think, I'm going to throw it at you here, the giant bolster each way at 20s?
Yes, he won the back to form in the Argento, very good performance. It hasn't really been regarded as a trial where horses that have won the Argento have come on and followed up in the Gold Cup. But yeah, you couldn't fault his performance. He's another one that absolutely loves Cheltenham. He's been placed in a previous Gold Cup. And yeah, at 20-1, I certainly couldn't put anybody off.
No, might just be a bit of value there, but certainly a race to very much look forward to, just over 2 weeks to that one, and of course just the 2 weeks until the festival. So really, really hotting up. We will move on now to three contests on Wednesday. Most of these horses will not be going to the festival, I think it's fair to say, but reasonably competitive given the narrow field size. We'll start with a 3.20 at Wincanton, handicap chase over 2 miles and 5 furlongs, a class 3 event with 5 runners down to go to post. You wouldn't think there'd be too much between most of these here, Craig.
No, they're quite closely matched, and there's a little bit of form lines that tie in. Looking back through the form books here, Alex, and the one I like in the race is Opera Og of Venetia Williams. I thought he was an unlucky loser on his first start of the year and back in November at Bangor, where he was just ridden a little bit too forcefully on that occasion. He used up a lot of gas, and you know, when he jumped the last, he looked to have the race won, but he tied up close home. He'd been gone at it too hard, too far out, and was just passed in the running by Allerton and Ballyliffin. But he wasn't disgraced. He was only beaten just over a length in the third. And I thought that was a very, very good performance. And unfortunately, on his next start, he didn't get any further than the first fence at Newbury. So he's had a break, but he goes very well fresh. And if you look back to around this time last year, he actually ran against Time to Think at Chepstow under similar conditions. He's £7 better off for being beaten 4.5 lengths. And another positive, his only previous visit to this course, he was a winner. So stable going great guns. He's on a decent mark still, despite winning off much lower marks in the past. And you know, if he's ridden with a little bit more restraint in this race tomorrow, I think he'll go very, very well.
Okay, I actually backed that horse last time out when it fell at the first. so maybe I'll give that a bit of a wide berth. But would it concern you, the 88-day layoff?
No, like I said, you know, that return performance in November, he'd been off the best part of 6 months. And, you know, he's only been beat a length after a break, so he clearly goes well fresh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I certainly wouldn't be off put by that. And obviously, you know, the form of the yard is another plus for a horse returning after a little absence. Whether he's picked up a little knock or a little injury with that fall at Newbury, we don't know. But, you know, if all is well and he's fit, he certainly has a big chance, because, as we know from the form book, he does go well after a break.
Yep, definitely. OK, then, that's Venetia Williams, Opera Og there in the 3.20 at Wincanton. We'll go now to Bangor for the 3.30 handicap hurdle over 3 miles, another Class 3 contest. 6 runners don't go to post in this one. Certainly a different feel to this race. We've got a few here, well, certainly one down at the bottom that's probably better known for his chasing exploits in Jaunty Journey, but comes here maybe for a bit of a confidence booster. But there's some nice types in here. Sir Mangan, very consistent for Donald McCain, and Monetary Fund, of course, for the aforementioned Venetia Williams, couldn't be ruled out. Where are we going to go with this one?
Yeah, I think we'll stick with the informed Venetia Williams yard here. Monetary Fund was going particularly well in that per terms qualifier at Musselburgh on their trials day, Alex. He certainly wasn't out of contention when coming to Grief 4 out. He's gone particularly well at Musselburgh in the past. He's dropped back to a winning mark. You know, Venetia's given him the best part of 3 weeks to get over that fall. And he remains a well-handicapped horse. And, you know, you look at the opposition tomorrow, and this looks like a drop in class for Monetary Fund.
OK, so that's Monetary Fund. In terms of dangers, then, we've got Sir Mangan in there. We've got, as I mentioned, Jaunty Journey. Kel Elite is reasonably consistent, but it doesn't... I think Monetary Fund is certainly or potentially the classiest horse in this race.
He is, definitely. And, you know, Sir Mangan looked to have Flemington to beat last time at Wetherby. The John Joe Neal horse, Flemington, raced lazily on that occasion. He was hard work. He needed AP to be at his brilliant best to get the most out of him. But, you know, he's since pulled up in a per temps qualifier just last weekend. So the form lines from Wetherby now have question marks hanging over them. Where Monetary Fund, we know he's got solid form in the book. He's been running in much better races than this. And, you know, he should be very, very competitive off this kind of mark.
Okay, so Monetary Fund the pick there?
Yeah, I think the danger is likely to come from Quell Elite. He hasn't been running badly. He just keeps bumping into one or two. He's a likeable horse, this, for James Moffat, but he's kept creeping up the handicap. He certainly isn't in the same league as Monetary Fund, but I think he's the one most likely to chase him home.
Okay, then, Monetary Fund the pick in the 3:30. Once again, Venetia Williams, Aidan Coleman on board that one. Okay, so the final race that we'll look at is the 4 o'clock from Bangor. Handicap chase over an extended 3 miles, I should say. Class 4 contest with 6 runners down at Gorda Post. And we're likely to have a short price favourite here in Take the Mick, trained by none other than Miss Venetia Williams. Could we have a cross-card treble here, Craig?
Yeah, basically, this race revolves around the well-being of Take the Mick. He had a very hard race in testing conditions at Toaster on Sunday, Alex, and for me, that race has to have left its mark, and this is a quick reappearance. There's got to be question marks over the horse after a real tough race. And, you know, he was only winning at Ludlow just 4 days prior to that as well. So this is his third race on heavy ground within a week. Obviously, connections are trying to take advantage of a lenient mark before he goes up in the weights. But, you know, I think this could be one race too many for him. And yeah, you could be right. It could be a very short price here, but that could open up some value elsewhere in the market.
Okay, then. Where are we going to look for alternatives, then?
I think we'll go to the top one, who drops in class, drops into a 0-120 for the first time, and returns back to fences after being seen mostly over hurdles for the last year. When we last seen him over fences, he took a tired fall. It wasn't a bad mistake. It was definitely a tired fall at the last fence at Foss last. You know, prior to that, he had jumped really, really well on that occasion. And clearly, you know, he hadn't been right after that. And connections thought they'd try and get some confidence back into the horse, putting him back over timber. He hasn't been in the best of form, you could say, but he's dropped massively in grade here. You know, he's dropped to a career low mark of 119, and he falls into this race. Like I said, he's jumping on the hole. Last time was very good. We know he handles heavy ground, and I think he's the one, despite trying to concede just over a stone and a half to Take the Mick, I think he's the one that they could all have to beat. Make the most of me now.
Make the most of now in the 4 o'clock there at Bangor the Pick. Lovely stuff, Craig. Can you just sum up your three picks? The one at Wincanton and then the two at Bangor.
Yeah, Opera Og in the 3:20 at Wincanton, the first of a Venetia Williams double, hopefully. And the 3:30 at Bangor, we're going for Monetary Fund. And in the 4 o'clock, we're going for Make the Most of Now.
Great stuff, Craig. Best of luck with all those selections and enjoy the action on Wednesday.
Thanks, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.